This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. The Montreal Expos started playing baseball at Jerry Park in 1969. They eventually moved to Olympic Stadium, but it all came to an end after the 2004 season, when Major League Baseball moved the franchise to Washington, D.C. Over the last several years, there's been a growing movement led by the Montreal Baseball Project to bring a team back to the city. And a recent survey suggested that Montreal residents are supportive of the idea. Joining us now is Warren Cromartie. He starred for the Expos in one of the best outfield trios the franchise ever knew, playing alongside Ellis Valentine and Andre Dawson. And he's the founder and president of the Montreal Baseball Project. Warren, it's nice to talk with you.
Hi, good morning.
So why do you want to bring baseball back to Montreal? It's gone. Let's let it die.
Boy, a true believer I am, eh?
Actually, you have here a fan. I loved Montreal baseball as a kid. I loved going to the games. I was there for a really, really remarkable game when Giants pitcher Dave Dravecki broke his arm for the second time. So, yeah, I mean, I have to play against type here. So, you know, I'll play the bad guy.
Well, let's put it this way. I mean, you have fond memories. I think all of Canada have some fond memories and of the Expos is 1969 when he got our first ball club and when Jackie Robinson played in Montreal as well. You know, Montreal is history of baseball. It's part of who Montreal is, and it's a part of people who are not around anymore trying to wait around to see if it's going to come back again. So, you know, it's going on 14 years now, maybe 15 years since we haven't had our ball club. And I started this in 2012 as a ambitious project of mine. And I thought about it. And, you know, I put it into play at that time. A lot of people didn't want to really talk about baseball. They had a lot of venom, still a lot of bad taste in their mouth. What happens a year before that with ownership. And so I decided to do something about it. And I found the Montreal Baseball Project, and I began this one-man crusade about bringing baseball and awareness back in Montreal.
Well, and so, you recently commissioned a survey, and which leads you to believe there's some appetite for this. It's not a one-man thing anymore, one man's dream to get it back into Montreal. It sounds like you have some support.
Right. Well, I have the alpha male, I guess. Stephen Brofman is leading my group, and Mitch Garber is a part of the group also, and I'm glad to have them on board as well. As you know, Stephen's father, Charles, was the original owner of the Expos. And we took the survey. I mean, we're doing things behind the scenes and trying to do our homework and preparing for Major League Baseball and trying to get ready when it does happen. We're going to be prepared with numbers and location and rendering. So there are things that have been being done behind the scenes. And, you know, we went to the convention sports leisure consulted people, and you know, we were quite surprised the results we got back, and over 1,300 people took this survey and you know, really spoke their minds. And the one thing that I'm very proud of is the local market, which is going to be very important for any team that has a professional ball club, is the local participation, which we do have. And I'm very happy about that. I'm very happy about the outcome. We all are very happy about the outcome.
Yeah, the people who took the survey said, yeah, I'd like to have a team. I'd love to have it downtown so I could walk or bike to the games. And some people said I'd buy premium seats or I'd buy season tickets. But answering a survey and actually then going and supporting the team are two different things. And you know, you have to have that support, but you also, as you said, have to have all those other things happening behind the scenes first, like the financial picture worked out, strong ownership, a location, and no location has been officially decided. Do you have one in mind? Any place that it would be, have to be a new build stadium? So where do you think it might be?
Well, two-part question to that. One, yes, we need to do all of this behind the scenes because this is what Major League Baseball wants. We're following their script as far as what they need to know and how it's going to be done and who's behind it. So with that said, I feel very confident with that. And as far as locations, we're looking at a couple locations. Nothing we're going to be announced or I'm going to say anything about it now. But
Peel Basin has been mentioned as a possible stadium location. Wink, if that's what you're thinking it might be.
Well, there's a couple spots in there. You know, we have looked at that spot. We're still looking at a couple other spots. So I think what we're doing right now with the group is trying to be quiet. And when we got something to say, we put it out. And I think we've been very successful with that the past 3-4 years. I understand the Montreal market. They're very impatient at times, which I understand because their fan base is tremendous. And I like how we're going about things, but I think we're gaining ground on confidence as far as all of Canada, let alone Montreal. We're gaining support with the fans and the people that realize, and this is not something that we're talking about. It's going to be win. It's going to happen.
Warren, what about the money side of things? You may not be naming locations, but you are putting dollar figures out there of what you think it might cost and how that might happen to be able to build this new stadium, host a new team. What are you thinking when you put a dollar figure on it?
We're looking at $1 billion.
We're looking at a billion dollars
for to buy a franchise or an expansion to build a ballpark, that type of thing. And we're getting our numbers here together, and it could be a little less. We're hoping for a little less as well, but. You know, each year, each major league ball club, there's 30 teams out there, and each year the value of each one of those clubs goes up. And so by the time we get that, we're hoping something will stay in the status quo of the same realm. But, you know, we're ready. We're very, very confident in what we have and the people around us now and the people that we're engaging to, the corporate sector, the local sector, and some private sector as well. So, we're ready.
You know, when we think about how a team might come to Montreal, there are two possible ways. And you mentioned 30 teams. So one is an expansion to 32 teams, and Montreal would be the beneficiary of that expansion. Or you could steal an existing franchise. Steal is probably not the right word, but, you know, get an existing franchise that could move back to Montreal.
Nice baseball term there you got there.
You know, I grew up with a baseball historian, so I got to bring a few terms out, Warren. But what do you think is more likely, expansion or relocation of an existing team?
Well, put it this way. We're in a position for both. I think we're maybe a little bit positioned to buy an existing team because we do have another place that we can play. Olympic Stadium until the other stadium is built. So we are in a better position than Portland and maybe a couple of the places they're talking about as well.
And you think Major League Baseball would let you play in Olympic Stadium until you could build a new one?
Yeah, of course. You know, you look at the ballpark in Washington, D.C. They had to play at RFK Stadium before their new stadium was built as well. So we do have that market. We also have a market that we don't have to compete with television rights like San Francisco and Oakland and Washington and Baltimore. You know, we're here in Montreal. We're not competing with any of that type of situation, which Major League Baseball likes. So, you know, we like the position that we're in right now, and everything is starting to fall into place.
Warren, one more question before we let you go. Since 2014, the Toronto Blue Jays have played their final exhibition games in Montreal, and they're going to do it again this year in late March against the Milwaukee Brewers. And I know you've been instrumental in making that happen. But can you just describe what it feels like at Olympic Stadium during those games in Montreal?
You know, I feel a lot of history. I feel a lot of spirit. From the old days, people have passed on wearing their Expos hat, and I feel a lot of memories. Even though you don't see a lot of rooting in the stands, I feel a lot of Expo fever. I feel a lot of memories going on there. So the atmosphere is great. I've asked for the support for the last 5 years, 4 to 5 years, in these games to show the whole world that we are ready for Major League Baseball. So it's happening with 60,000-plus last few years that we've had these games.
Warren Cromartie Crowe is the founder and president of the Montreal Baseball Project, which is trying to bring Major League Baseball and a team back to Montreal. Crowe, thanks very much for talking with us.
Hey, thanks. And I wish everybody to keep the vibe up and continue to support Montreal because we're rounding third, headed for home.